I'm sorry. Pastor thought I had turned the mic on, and I thought he had turned the mic on. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. We are so thankful that you have joined us this morning. What a beautiful day that the Lord has blessed us with. I hope that you are snuggled up beside your favorite people, ready to worship the Lord with us this morning. My heart is overwhelmed that we cannot be celebrating this Mother's Day gathered together in the house of the Lord. I'm missing every one of you. You are our people, our friends, and we cannot wait to gather with you again. One of the things that brings me joy during the year is being able to hand each one of you a Mother's Day gift. So after service this morning, Pastor and I will be under the portico waiting to see your smiling face. We have a gift for each woman. We invite every woman 18 years of age and older to come and receive a gift from us from 11:15 until noon. I can't wait to see your smiling face. My Mother's Day gift is to be able to see you and give you a gift. I love you very much. I want to say thank you to my loving husband who gave me two beautiful children and has built a life of love with me for over 28 years. And I want to thank our precious children for bringing joy and love to me every day of my life. I love my family, and God has been exceedingly and abundantly good to me, and I thank the Lord for that. You may have read in Romans chapter 16, verses 1 through 16, and not thought too much of Paul's greetings. For 16 verses, Paul is just greeting his brothers and sisters in Christ. He is missing his Roman Christian friends, and he wants them to know that he's missing them, that he loves them, and that he's praying for them. He is sending his love to his co-workers in Christ, to the small groups, to those who were in prison with him, to those who have worked hard for him, to his friends, to those who have mothered him, and to all of the Christians. Paul recognized the importance of hospitality and in showing love to his brothers and sisters in Christ. He recognized that every one of us have a purpose in the kingdom of God. And so it is with me today. I am thanking God for every one of you, the precious women in my life. I'm thankful for every meal, every hug, every encouraging text, every loving word, every hard work, every accountable directive, every word of wisdom, every joy, every laughter, and every fervent prayer that you have shared with me. You are deeply engraved upon my heart, and I thank God for you. I pray for you, and I love you. Pastor is going to share with us wise encouragement concerning a Proverbs 31 woman through a man's eyes. You will be blessed. Today, though I am not physically seeing you right now, in my heart, I see women who have overcome great disappointments, obstacles, sorrows, physical handicaps, sicknesses, abuses, and addictions in their life. I see women who soar as eagles every day, making wise decisions, taking care of endless tasks, loving the brokenhearted, mending the sick, bringing joy to the depressed, and overcoming during COVID-19. Women who think they lack, but in reality are women who thrive in every situation. Women who are thankful, gracious, and hospitable. And most of all, women who stand tall for Jesus every day of their life. Women who trust God and walk in faith even when they do not understand. I see daughters of God who are valued and loved and purposed, beautiful and designed for God's glory. And my prayer for you today is found in three passages of Scripture. The first is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. I pray that as daughters of God, we would not allow the world to taint our view of real beauty, but instead that we would clothe ourselves with the beauty that comes from within, the beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which will never disappear and is so precious to God. The second scripture is Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. I pray that God, who is our source, will fill you with all joy and peace as you believe in Him, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will overflow with confident hope. And then Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Because you are God's daughters, you will be able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to God's power working through you for the glory of God in the church and throughout all of the ages. The Lamb of God working peacefully in your life, and the Lion of Judah roaring in purpose and passion through your life. Join with me and let's pray these scriptures together this morning. Lord, we thank you for each one of the women in our life. They are precious gifts of love. We pray that today they would feel your loving arms wrap around them in an undeniable way. Lord, help us as your daughters to keep our eyes focused on you every day. Help us to clothe ourselves with the beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit. We pray, Lord, that every day we would seek you and allow you to fill our thoughts and our ways with your joy and peace. We pray that your spirit would fill each one of us with confident hope, allowing the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah to remind us that you are able and willing to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, through your power, to the glory of God that will last us eternity. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your mercy, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Worship with us to our great God.
Oh God, let me not forget. you first, all for your glory.
You have no rival. You have no equal. make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Lord, bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace.
morning. Happy Mother's Day. I hope you are blessed this morning. And wasn't that some wonderful singing? Thank you. I have a couple of jokes this morning I hope you enjoy. So the first one is the textbook definition of a mom. And it says one person who does the work of 20 for free. I know I can definitely say that about my mom. I don't know about y'all, but that is truly what my mom is. I asked my mom what she wanted for Mother's Day. She said, "Thank you, my daughter, but all I want is a bit of caring and looking after." So I put her in a nursing home. That was kind of bad. Please don't do that to your mom. She deserves way better than that. I thought about it. I was like, should I really say that one? I was like, I already got it on here, so we're going to say it. Last year on Mother's Day, we had a big family get-together. Afterwards, my mom started getting ready to do the dishes. Of course, I couldn't let her do that on her special day. I said, "Leave the dishes, Mom. You can always do them tomorrow." Ooh, ain't that the truth? Amen. Them dishes will stay there. And then my last one is, why don't they have Mother's Day sales? Because mothers are priceless. So we have several ways to give, our app and online. And thank you. May the Lord bless you. We love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to say how blessed that we are to have such a tremendous group of musicians, praise and worship leaders who do just a tremendous job for us week in and week out. And then the men and the women behind all of this and our media booth and sound and lights and camera, we sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. To all of you mothers, we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank you for what you do for your families, your husband, your children, day in and day out. And I just want to say to my sweet wife, to Janet, you are a great mom. You are a tremendous mother. You are a godly lady and a wonderful example of loving God and serving others. And me and Trey and Molly, we celebrate you and wish you a very happy Mother's Day. And then may I just say to each of you moms again, we didn't know if our gifts for Mother's Day were actually going to come in or not due to COVID-19. A lot of things have been placed on hold, and what would typically maybe take a week to receive is now taking a lot longer. So we just didn't know it, but they actually came in yesterday. So we do have a gift, and Janet and I and Trey and Molly would love to give you that gift, and you can just show up at the church around 11:15, and we'll just continue to give those out under the portico until around noon. And of course, if you're not able to make it, we're going to have those gifts for you when we do return, and hopefully that's going to be quick. Now, if you have your Bibles, would you go to the book of Proverbs chapter 31? And listen, if you don't have your Bibles, why don't you run and go get your Bible? That way you're just able to engage with us and follow along with us. I just can't say how much that I appreciate this church. I've had people ask me about how we're doing and how the church is doing. And I just tell them De Quincy has deep roots. And this is just a wonderful church with deep roots and an understanding of giving and generosity and faithfulness to God and His Word. And I just appreciate you wonderful, sweet people and all of your love and support and prayers for us as pastors during this time. And we definitely look forward to coming back and being able to worship together. And hopefully that's going to be soon. And if the governor gives us that release, which is I think he's doing a maybe he's coming on the TV and is going to give us some direction, I think maybe tomorrow, then we will definitely be in touch with you on all of our social media platforms, letting you know what it will look like and how we will reopen. So if you would now, just go to the book of Proverbs. I'm going to be reading from the NIV version this morning. I just like that particular version for this passage. And we're going to start at verse 10. A wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night, and she provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. And we'll end up with this verse. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. God bless you. Father, we just thank you for your word. And again, we just thank you for the wonderful ladies in our life, our moms, our mothers, our friends. And Lord, we just ask that this would just be a beautiful day for them, that everything that they love and value would be close to them. And most of all, God, that they would sense and feel your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, I got to thinking that if the tide was turned, And Proverbs 31 was written about a man, and it was written to men. Then how would I feel as a man? I think that I would think that this is a pretty tough act to follow. It almost sounds like a Superman. So ladies, what I've done is I've done my best to put myself in your shoes as I read Proverbs 31. And I'm sure that after a lady reads Proverbs 31, that most of you would feel like, well, I just don't measure up. And so what I think that our mothers need is I think that they need validation. And by that I mean the recognition of the importance of what they are doing. Proverbs 31 is the most famous chapter in the Bible when it comes to moms and when it comes to being a wife. And if you will, go back to Proverbs 31, and I think we're going to pick up at verse maybe 28. It says, "Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do notable things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord," that's the key, "a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." And then it goes on to say, "Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise in the city gates." Now notice what it says there at the end, I believe it is verse 31. It says the city gates. Why are those words important? Well, the city gate was a place of very importance when this passage was written, because in ancient times, the city gates were more than just a gateway into the city. It was where everything that was important happened. In other words, all the legal cases were tried there. All of the government decisions were made there. All the business transactions happened there. It was the place of importance. And when it says, "Let her works praise her in the city gates," it is reminding us that this is a place of importance. Now, for us in modern day, it would be City Hall, or it would be the floors of Congress. We would consider those places of importance. This verse is reminding us, don't let the importance of moms and what they do be some sort of side issue that we kind of salute just one day out of the year, and then we go on to quote what is really important. Being a mom is really important. Why? Because moms are building people. I'm going to say that again. The reasons why moms are so important is because moms are building people. The Bible tells us that people are the only thing that is going to last forever. I hope that you get this, mothers, because buildings don't last forever. As beautiful as they may be, and as beautiful as the architect may be, and inspiring as it may be, a building is not going to last into eternity. Companies don't last forever. One that comes to my mind is Kodak. 20 years ago, Kodak was a vibrant business, and today it's no longer. Why? Because companies come and they go. Your bank account certainly will not last forever. Even governments, as powerful as they are, you think about the Babylonian Empire, the Roman Empire, they are no more. Even the great United States of America, one day its government will not be. It's not going to last forever. But I want to say that people do. And people are going to live as long as God does. And that's, moms, why you are so important, because you're doing more than building a building. You're doing more than starting a company. You're building more than a government. You are building a person, and that person is going to spend eternity somewhere. So what I want to come to you this morning and just remind you, when Satan puts that little lie in the back of a mom's mind and says, you know what, you're not very meaningful and what you do is not very meaningful, that is a lie. That is a lie. And if anybody is coming around and telling you, because you have chosen to stay at home and you're choosing to be at home with your kids and you're wasting your talents and you should be doing this or be doing that, I want to tell you something. If anyone gives you that kind of snide remark and tries to make you feel unimportant, then just recognize it as a lie. Because buildings come, companies come, and they go, but people last forever. And what you do as a mom is very important. Amen. Now, if your mom is with you, if she's even there with you in the room this morning, you ought to just take every opportunity to appreciate her. You know, some of us, our moms have gone on, and this can be a day that can be very difficult if you've lost your mother, or if you want to be a mother and you're not one, this can be a difficult day. Or perhaps you and your mom don't get along very well and there's just tension in that relationship. That can also be difficult. And again, for those mothers who have passed on, but we just want to honor the memory of those mothers who have passed on. And even if you want to be a mom and you're not, or you have a difficult relationship with your mother, let's just remember, be that as it may, our moms are very important. And so we ought to say it. We ought to say it however we could say it. We ought to say it with words. We ought to say it with flowers. We ought to say it with cards. We ought to say it with candy. We ought to say it with stocks and bonds. But however we can say it, we ought to say it. And we ought to say it even now. Moms, we love you and we appreciate you. And what I want to do right now is I just want to pause just a minute. And if you're watching online right now and you're a mom and you have been a mother for 50 years, I salute you. That is an awesome accomplishment. And what I would love for you moms that have been maybe moms 50 years or, I don't know, 75 years. Maybe there's a mom that's been out there 80 years. I can't imagine, but maybe so. What I'm going to ask you to do is either yourself or your child or your grandchild, why don't you just post that in the comments on our Facebook page? And I'm going to do my best to read the comments today. I typically don't, but I'm going to do my best to do that. And if there's a mom, if you're posting on Facebook that you've been a mother for 50 years or 75 years, maybe even 80 years, just know Jenna and I would love to give you flowers today, but unfortunately, we're not able to. But if you will, just put a comment on our Facebook page, and Jenna and I are going to do our best just to reach out to you and congratulate you. That's an awesome accomplishment. And we do thank God for our mothers and for their importance and for the difference that they make in this world and the incredible impact that they have. You know, I read a survey about what moms need, and it says that moms need rest. Moms are dealing with the twin emotions of exhaustion and guilt. Exhaustion because they're trying to do too much, and guilt because they never feel like that they do enough. And I know that that is a difficult trap that moms find themselves in. I saw that one writer, she wrote this about the modern American superwoman. She says this: she is the perfect mother, the model wife, the best housekeeper, the greatest cook, the most helpful friend. She is wonderful at juggling home and career with a constant smile and an even disposition. She is everything to everyone, but who is she? And at the end of that, I said, she is exhausted. That's who she is. She is absolutely exhausted. And it can be exhausting trying to be Superwoman or even a Proverbs 31 lady. So I just want to take just a minute to take a deeper look at Proverbs 31. First of all, this lady possesses a skill for living. She knows how to order her priorities and to concentrate on what is important. And ladies, it's really easy to read this passage and conclude that this lady never stopped working, but that really isn't the case. She did do a lot of things well. She took time to build great relationships. Kindness was on her tongue, but she invested her time wisely. And if you find time slipping through your fingers, then I would just encourage all of us to make sure that we cut out some TV time or cut out some social media time, because this lady once again reminds us to keep our priorities straight in life. She also reminds us that what really matters is not how much that we have, but how we manage what we have. If we see ourselves as owners, then what we're going to do is we're going to grasp tightly the things around us. But if we see ourselves as stewards, we are just managers of resources and the people that God brings into our path. I know now as a pastor, when someone comes into my life, I'm beginning to ask God, why has this person come into my life? If money is coming into our lives, I'm asking, why does this resource come into my life? It's not so that I can grasp it tightly and hang on to it and try to get my value from it, but rather it's the understanding that people come into our lives and resources come into our life, and we have to ask ourselves, why did this come? What can we do to make this better? How can we use this wisely? And so we see that this lady is a wise lady. She's wise with her time. She's a wise counselor. And as you read this passage, it's so easy to get overwhelmed by how perfect she appears and all that she does. It sounds as if she does it all, but she doesn't. I want you to notice, if you have your Bible there with you, notice verse 15. It says that she has servant girls. Well, this enables her to concentrate her efforts on the area of her skills. If you read closely, she leaves much of her housework to the servant girls, and she uses her skills where they most benefit her family. We cannot set our priorities and live by them if we don't know who we are. I'm going to say that again. We can't set our values and our priorities if we don't know who they are and what they are. You must do take some time to do some inventory and to become self-aware and to really discover, what are my abilities and my gifts? We have to take time to ask what is really important, because none of us can do everything. We all have limits. Janet is really a workaholic, and I have to come back and to remind her, Janet, as talented as you are, as gifted as you are, and she truly is, remember, you cannot do everything. And I want to explain it like this. I hope that you get this. Have you ever gone to a mechanic and that mechanic was really good? When he first started his business, he got all of his customers in and out the same day. But because he was good, because he was excellent what he did, he got more customers. And now 3 years later, he is completely overwhelmed. He's always late. He's exhausted and thinking about shutting down the business because he just can't keep up. What is the problem? Well, the problem is he's running a business as a one-man show because he's got enough work to keep three people busy full time. So it's not an issue that he can't hustle and he can't work good, because as good as he is, he can't do it all. And neither can we. And this is what I'm wanting to say to all of our moms and to all of our sweet ladies. As strong as you are, as talented as you are, as gifted as you are, you can't do it all. And so we've got to pick and we've got to choose where we put our energy. You got to pick and choose where you put your energy. What we should do is find out what is in line with us. What defines us? Not what defines our neighbor. Not what our best friend is doing or what someone is posting on Instagram. We must concentrate our strength where it can make a difference for the most important people in our lives. Our Proverbs 31 lady could best help her husband by providing for her family, by buying fields, planting grapes, and making and selling sashes. But what are your natural gifts? What are your natural abilities? You got to tune in and say, what brings me the most joy and the most reward? And where do you feel like God uses you? To be effective, mom, you have to really know yourself. You got to understand your shape. And what I mean by that is take SHAPE as an acronym and understand your spiritual giftings. Understand your heart. You know, there's some people that they have a heart to feed the poor. And it's not that others don't care about the poor. They do, but that's just not where their passion lies. You have to find out, what are my spiritual gifts? Where does my heart come in? Where are my abilities, my personality, and then my experiences? All of those things shape you to be who you are. And when we begin to try to compare ourselves to another mom or to another man, then we really abort who God created us to be. I read somewhere that it says everyone is born an original, but most people die a copy. I believe that's really true. We don't need another whomever. We need you to be who God called you to be and to use your gifts and abilities and your heart and your experience, not to try to be a super mom or a super person, but to just understand, this is how God created me. This is how God made me. He made some teachers. He made some musicians. He made some office managers. He made others nurses. We are to use our God-given abilities to serve our family, our church, and our community, and not just follow a checklist. So ladies, as I read Proverbs 31, I just want to come alongside you and remember that you are very important. Not when you try to be someone else, not when you try to step outside of how God has gifted you, but as you build lives, as you help build great people around you, that's what God, one of the things that He has called you to do. Now, it's important to learn that there are many great things in life that's not central to who I am. I'm going to just be transparent as I hasten along, but sometimes you listen to this or you hear this and you say, man, that would be great if I could do that. And then you begin to compare yourself to that individual, and then it brings this weight on you that you just don't measure up. And that's not God's will for you, mom. That's not God's will for you, dad. God loves you. Yes, He loves you just the way you are, but He also loves us enough to lead us and to help us to say, you know what? I'm going to take what God has given me and I'm going to do my very best to serve with excellence. And then to understand, you don't have to do. You don't have to do everything perfectly. And I remind Janet of this because she is a perfectionist. Janet, you don't have to do everything perfectly. Or maybe, sweetheart, you don't even need to do this at all. Maybe someone else can do this for you. And our Proverbs 31 lady, she let tasks to the servants that could perhaps do that even better than what she did. And you say, well, Pastor, it'd be great to have servants that I could give tasks to. Well, sure it would. But we don't have servants that we can do that. But we should learn to invest our time in doing what is most in line with our abilities and most likely to enhance our family. So what does it mean to be a Proverbs 31 woman or even a man? Well, it doesn't mean that we need to be Superwoman or Superman. It doesn't mean that we need to be Mrs. America. It doesn't mean that we need to do it all and do it all perfectly. It means choosing to manage our time in light of eternal values. One of the greatest things that you can do for your family and for yourself is to decide, what values am I going to live by? Real quickly, I've decided that the values I'm going to live by is I'm going to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian. And what does that entail? I believe it entails time of prayer and devotion and reading God's word. I believe it entails times of separating myself from food and even people so that I can be alone with God. I believe it means a life of integrity, because if I don't have integrity, then really nothing else matters. Right. And so for me, it's being a Christian. For me, it's being a husband, being a father, being a pastor, being a preacher, being a leader. Those are my values, and that's what I'm striving daily to live my life on. And when you get your values, then that's where you invest your time and your priorities, because you have to understand, I'm going to hang on to the best so I can let go of the rest. See, here's what I found out. We get many times enamored by people's gifts and talents. We get enamored by what they post on social media platforms. But many people's gifting take them where their character can't keep them. I'm going to say that again. Many people's gifting take people where their character can't keep them. And I could call you pastors. I could call athletes. I could call singers, actors. Oh, I could call you names and you would recognize them because they got great gifts, but their giftings took them where their character couldn't keep them. So moms, let's invest in values. Let's invest in what really matters when this life is done. Because you're not only investing now, you're investing in eternity. And that means choosing to manage our resources wisely for the benefit of people around us. It means choosing to leave undone the things that are less important. So let me wrap this up. I want to challenge all of us, men and women, but especially our moms. What kind of problems do you have getting and keeping your priorities straight? If you go back and you say, you know what? I'm realizing that time is slipping through my hands. Go back and look at your values again, because your values set your priorities, and your priorities determine your decisions, and your decisions determine your destiny. Mom, I just wanted to come alongside you just for a couple of minutes this morning to try to lift this enormous pressure off of your shoulders. You don't have to be Superwoman. You don't have to even really be a Proverbs 31 lady. She's a mark to aim at. But you have to realize, what are my gifts? What are my talents? What are my abilities? How am I investing my time wisely? What are the values that you are choosing to live by? And how is that affecting those around you? What values have you decided? You know, I know the world may see this as valuable, but that's not my value. I'm going to value the Word of God. I'm going to value putting first the kingdom. I know the world may value this, but I'm willing to stay home. I'm going to stay home, and though it may cost me finances, though it may, you know, we may not be able to drive this type of car or live in this house, I understand that I'm building people. I'm investing in what is eternal. And then the next thing I'm going to challenge you with is, what do you think the Bible teaches about the way that we're using our time? And I say this as we wrap it up. Through these past 8 weeks, what I've come to realize is Jesus did this. Jesus took 11 disciples. He poured his life 3.5 years into them, and then he let them really establish the most important organism in the world, and that is the church. He didn't try to do everything. He didn't try to be everything to everyone. He knew his mission. He knew his values. He invested in those people around him, and then he trusted that they were going to carry out what he had invested in them. As much as we want to do it all, as much as we're performance driven, we simply are limited and we simply can't do it all. So we have to understand what is our values and what are our priorities and what is the best way for me to invest my time. If you don't feel like this morning that you measure up, I can tell you this, that God loves you and God will never stop loving you. But you say, Pastor, what can I do to get better? Live by your values. Understand who you are, your gifts and your abilities. Don't compare yourself to another mom or to another man. Realize you have limitations and you can't do it all, but you are building a life, and that life is going to last for eternity. Would you bow your head? I want to pray over you. God, I just thank you for all the moms today. All the moms that are listening, we thank you for them. We don't want to just thank you today, though we know today is highlighted as Mother's Day, but we want to truly appreciate them for all that they do during the weeks and the months and the years. Lord, how they add value to our life. Thank you for the incredible difference that my mother made in my life. Lord, we want to thank you for their faith. We want to thank you for their heart for you. God, thank you for their willingness to sacrifice and to share their lives so that others might be encouraged and changed and challenged and filled with faith. And we thank you for this in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you have your mom there in that room, why don't you just reach over and maybe pat her on the back or give her a little peck on the cheek and just let her know that you love her. God bless you. Oh,
children, and their children, and their children. May His presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He is with you, He is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, and your going, in your weeping, and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 He is for you. Children and their children, may His presence go before.